Louisville's women's basketball coach Jeff Waltz. He lost on Friday night. They lost on Friday night to Maryland, 72-78.
So it's pretty close.
And it was their second loss in a row, though. And the report's asking, what happened? Why, you know, why is your team worse than them?
We just live right now. The generation, everybody gets a damn trophy. You finish last, you come home with a trophy. You kidding me? I mean, what's that teaching kids? It's okay to lose, and it's not just in basketball; it's in life.
So are we raising an entitled generation? We have some tweets. You can tweet us at Petch and Amy if you want to be part of the show. Mm-hmm. At Alex Hassett had a few things to say. He said that my argument that there's adults that are entitled too, so why are we acting like it's such a big deal? He said it's not a rational argument. He said we're raising a bunch of entitled kids. When you tell kids are always winner, it just creates a sense of entitlement. You can see it's Hassett, Alex. Brad Mitchell, Frothy Brad, said, listen, those types of kids lose all year long. A participating trophy doesn't make them feel entitled. And at C. Palmer weighing in as well, saying, look at all the protests against Trump and safe zones at college. Yes, we are creating entitled youth. And we have people on hold to talk about it.
Yeah, and I know, like, when I was a kid, I used to play in how many soccer tournaments and stuff. And our team was horrible. Like, it lost a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And I used to get just a little pin or something like that. But there was never no trophies.
That's the same thing. No, because you're acting on a pin.
Because
it's a participation.
But not a trophy, though.
Oh my God.
You strive for the trophy when you play sports.
The item is what...
But you do. You strive for that.
That's exactly what you got, though.
It's either that or you got a T-shirt for being there or something like that.
It's the exact same thing.
It's so different. It's so different.
What makes it different?
Because if you're playing, say, in the Dover soccer or the Dover Football Cup, you're playing for that trophy. That is what you are playing for, because that trophy goes from school.
Well, not everybody gets the same trophy.
But you're striving forward to get that trophy. And then if you start handing out a whole bunch of trophies, it makes the other one not...
If you start handing out participation ribbons, okay, so you have the Olympics, they get medals. It's all the same thing. It's different versions of it, but it's the same thing. So let's scrap the Olympics, because we're raising a bunch of entitled athletes. How dare you get up on that podium?
You should scratch them all in, Super Bowl, the whole thing.
And you're acting like a trophy's such a big deal. As soon as a kid's grown up, you're like, put the trophy away. Why are you still holding on to that? That's stupid.
But I think
if you go into an adult's house and they have trophies from when they won as a kid, aren't you like, that's pathetic? You can. Yeah, people on hold to talk about it. 424-1234.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Oh, this is John. I just want to ask a compliment on that trophy deal. I've got something to say about that.
Okay.
What I would like to say would be, my son, Russell, always liked him since he was a little kid. And we used to travel with another fella. I used to take him traveling. And he would win all the tournaments and get a trophy. And we always got last or second or third or whatever.
Yeah.
It gave him the fight to try to get that trophy and try to be a champion. This guy was like a 27 national title champ. And my son eventually became an All-American national champ at Virginia Tech wrestling. So
that's cool.
I just want to say the determination that he had to keep fighting and fighting and never quit and give up is what kept him, you know, persuaded to be somebody. And that's, I think that makes it important to give somebody the more fight. That even though everybody gets a participation trophy, that's great. But
yeah,
give them that extra boost. To be somebody great or special, you have to have a separation.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dover.
Well, thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
It's Tina.
Tina, what's up?
I'm calling about the trophies.
Okay.
You're talking about the kids that didn't win getting the trophy, and it doesn't bother them. But what about the ones that did get the big trophy that won? How are they looking at it? We busted our balls and we got this trophy, but so did those that didn't get our win. It's not fair to them.
It makes the big trophy. I'm not going to say it makes the big trophy worthless, but it doesn't make it as a bigger prize if everyone else gets one too.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not true at all. You both are out of your mind.
No, that's totally true.
Just listen. I don't think if somebody comes in here, right, Patch, and they're British, are you less British because they're British too?
No,
exactly.
But it doesn't matter though.
So stop comparing yourself to what everybody else has. That's why that's the problem, is that you're so concerned about, focus on you, stay in your lane. Hey, listen, we won. I know I won. Everybody else here knows we won. And I got a trophy. How much more do you need?
But that's not the point to a child. A child sees it as, we got a trophy, but so did they. And we won. It just, you know, from a child's mind, and I'm around kids all the time. I drive a school bus. And from a child's mind, they don't see it.
Good.
A trophy is a trophy.
Do you know what? That's preparing them for when they go to work and they're on some stupid team project and they're the only one that works at it and everybody gets credit. That's what it's preparing them for. Where are you calling from?
Harrington.
Thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you want to weigh in on the entitled generation trophy giving, you can tweet at Petch and Amy. You can go to facebook.com/PetchandAmy 424-1234.